Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
And welcome to Johnny Woodard presents Broken Sim, starring Johnny Woodard and some dude he just met.
What's up, buddy?
How are you, dude?
I'm all right. We've had a couple of weeks off because I got COVID. Got the Delta
variant.
Johnny got
COVID. How do you think you got COVID, by the way?
I think it was at the Dodger game, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't go out a lot, dude. I go to the studio. I either got a studio from you or the Dodger game. Those are literally the only two places.
Well, how
I
could
went.
You get from me, bro? I never had COVID.
You did have a cough when we were in the studio the last time we were in the studio, right?
Oh,
before I got sick.
Johnny, I got those antibodies, bro. COVID's got no chance against me. I'm dropping Hammer of the Gods on
that. Oh, you got antibodies, huh? From what?
From when I had COVID a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Johnny. Johnny, you're falling for the rewrites, bro. The rewrites.
What's that mean? The rewrites. What is that?
The rewriting of how viruses work with this whole thing. Anyways, Johnny.
You're right.
I saw a guy in a wheelchair getting pushed by a hot black Instagram model with the biggest chichis I've ever seen. I've never seen this hot of a chick pushing a wheelchair before with the biggest cans I've ever seen. Right. I mean, cause Johnny, let's face it, dude, you know, we always say, oh, that chick's like NBA hot, right? Like means like she can get NBA players. Like we kind of see that as like the pinnacle, right? Which is kind of weird because I think baseball players should be in there too.
Big time.
Like baseball players get like wife hot.
Well, you know why the baseball players do so well is because they all get married in college. All of them, dude. All those guys get hooked up in college. I remember I used to work for the Durham Bulls, AAA. Every one of those guys got a girlfriend in college, like the hottest chick that like Mississippi State or whatever. And they keep it together.
Are they like, are you sure you're going to make it to the major leagues? Because I do not like Motel 6s at all. If my dad Alayla.
That happens a lot. So wait, what's your thought about this guy with the wheelchair? You think
I don't know, man.
Loaded?
Maybe he's got a lot
loaded,
of money,
right?
And he's just like
had to be
just push me around. But then imagine if you saw those fat cans all around you and you couldn't do anything with them, right? You'd just be like,
he's quadriplegic. He couldn't even move his arms.
No, I mean, like he looked like he was just like this.
Oh man, that sucks. Totally wheelchair bound, huh?
Right. And just the fattest yammies, fat enough that I saw from across the street.
Oh man. Did you lose your smell and taste when you got it?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's kind of like having a big meal in front of you and not being able to smell or taste. I didn't, apparently with the Delta variant, it's not, you don't lose your smell and taste as much. And I only lost it for like a day. And I'll tell you,
I lost my ability to smell.
Well, that you lost that, like, you know,
I lost that
or,
around the womb.
Yeah. So I was in like the fourth day of it. I was already getting better, you know, nose stuff mostly clearing up. And I had this dream right before I woke up in the morning of my dad farting, dude, ripping a gasser. And I could smell it in my nose. And I woke up and it was the most real. I never have dreams about smells. It was the most realistic smell dream I've ever had.
So your dad used up, to just rip it?
Yeah, big time, dude. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, and dads I woke just up, drop hammers,
oh,
don't
they? Oh,
they
do, man. And I woke up with a smell in my nose, though. And then something in my brain, just like a voice, went, you can't smell anything now. And I went around the room trying to smell shit, and it was completely gone. Isn't that weird?
So
taste and smell.
So there was a guy that went this, it was in my college. He was this giant dude, and he couldn't smell. He couldn't smell. So
smell or
ever,
smell? I can't hear what you're saying.
He couldn't smell.
Really? Okay.
He didn't have any
solidarity.
And I think he couldn't taste either, which I think. I don't think he could smell or taste.
They think that's from inflammation from COVID.
No. But this was back in college.
No, but
so
I mean,
we're talking early.
But for COVID, people who get it from COVID, they think it's inflammation in the nose.
Yeah, probably. You know, it just is what it is. I'm not going to get into it.
What is it?
Just like where we are with everything.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I mean, I will say I took ivermectin. I had a little bit of trouble getting a doctor to prescribe it. I found a doctor and then I had a lot of trouble finding there's this thing that's happening, dude, where pharmacists are going rogue and they're in California. when a doctor writes a prescription, they're supposed to fill it. It's that way in a lot of states, and they're just refusing to do it. They're like, nope, we're not doing it. And in fact, there was this entire Reddit thread of pharmacists basically listing all the lies that they tell people who are filling ivermectin prescriptions to refuse it. They're like, oh, we're out of stock, or, oh, it's on back order, or, oh, actually, we never carry that. They're just gleefully laughing about all the lies they tell people.
Because
it's harmless at worst. And at best, it's something, you know, that can possibly cure COVID. But at worst, it's harmless.
It's an essential medicine.
Yeah, dude. Nobel Prize winning.
Yeah, a buddy of
Alex
mine.
Nobel Prize winning. He was right. I love Alex Jones.
Well, yeah, we were talking about that. I mean, it's like, why doesn't people... I argue with Brian Callen all the time on that. Like, he's like, where are we going to get our news? We need to know. I'm like, no, dude. You got to look at independent people. I go, dude, if you were worried about batting averages, you should be following Alex Jones. He's been right more than anybody.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Right?
I mean.
But I don't want to get into that too much.
Well, I mean, it kind of forces its way in because we're living it right now. I mean, yeah, in my family, and my family's all in North Carolina. I had no contact with him. Every one of us, my dad, my mom, my sister, my brother-in-law, my grandma, my nephew, we all got it within like 2 months of each other. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That tells you though. And they were all vaccinated, by the way, back east. All vaccinated, all had breakthrough cases. And they're in the CDC still telling you that breakthrough cases are exceedingly rare. I talked to a doctor today and he said that's bullshit. They're not exceedingly rare.
Bullshit.
Everybody
Why
coming
you...
in with a breakthrough case already got vaccinated.
Yeah, it's so dumb and people are waking up to it. Most of the people you're talking to on the internet that don't believe in it are just honestly straight up like bots. I mean, you're just, it's so insane.
My girlfriend never got it, by the way.
Yeah.
What was your experience with it? You haven't really talked about that. How were you sick for a couple of days or what?
I was sick for like 2 days.
What, like a fever, like flu?
A fever, a throbbing headache, and no one wants to believe me, and I don't care. My shoulder was jacked forever.
That's a real thing. No, body
it started from that. No, because I was telling all these people, like, I doubt that's from COVID.
Inflammation. No, it's inflammation. Dude.
I'm like, no, man. My shoulder started throbbing.
Hell yeah.
And then
dude.
After 2 days, it was gone. And
yep. You had a bleeding tongue, too, as I recall, for a while after that. Remember that? Your bleeding tongue?
Oh, is that COVID tongue?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, dude. That's a real symptom of COVID. Google it.
Oh,
bleeding
really?
Tongue. Yeah, it's like a long haul symptom of COVID, a bleeding
dude,
tongue.
Dude, I mean, like one time it just started bleeding like, like an hour before I had a major show.
That's unbelievable. Wow.
And
yeah, that's crazy.
And like someone said, they saw Sam Tripoli walk through the parking lot, pressing his tongue down on
his
finger on his tongue. And if you, hey, crazy. Real quick, if you want to see me live, I got a bunch of dates coming. I don't know when this is coming out.
This weekend.
So, I mean, the Tinfoil Hat 500's coming out,
in October.
Wow. I have a really slow October. I didn't realize that.
Well, you got after like this, three shows in 3 days in three cities, right? Coming up.
I
here.
Know, dude, I'll book some more shit. I'll find something. I'll find something.
For me, it was one day of feeling shitty, a little bit nauseous. And this is the Delta variant. It's a little bit different than the earlier stuff because it presents more like a head cold. And then I just had like a head cold for, I don't know, 3-4 days after that. But it's, you know, I do think I still buy this thing that it's some kind of escape lab thing. I really believe that just because it's so weird. There's so much that's weird about this. But you can't. I mean, the fear mongering is.
My only thing is this. It's just like if now through back channels, emails, release documents, we're finding gain of function by Fauci. Why are
liar.
We listening to this guy?
He's a liar.
Right? Just get rid of him, man. It's just like, dude, it's like it's murder versus manslaughter. OK, maybe you could try to convince us you didn't want to do it. But guess what? You are part of the problem.
I don't know. I mean, he perjured himself. He lied before the Congress, be sworn in and live.
100%.
Yeah, I'm glad to move on from that. A lot happened this week. Norm MacDonald died. Damn.
Dude, so sad, man. So sad. I mean, like, listen, man. Norm MacDonald's something where it's like, sometimes in the individual moment, you could be like, what is he doing? But then when you put together everything he did, it was such a wonderful, just a man who was so fearless. So fearless, man.
That I met him on The View talking about Clinton that you shared. I mean, I'll pull that up real quick.
I mean, dude, does anybody have a longer sizzle reel of dog shit than Joey Bear? I mean, it's like the internet is so amazing because, like, for the first time ever, we have a record. Yes. And we can remember all of your garbage, right? Was it you talking about that? Was they were watching the debate between the Clintons and George Bush, and like in hindsight, how much bullshit was going on in those debates? Oh, it was Brian Callen. It was all lies. It was all lies, right?
Well, dude, okay. I have this I wanted to bring up, and it'll relate back to that because it's exactly this was this. They used this to torpedo a staffer from Ron Paul's his congressional office released a statement intended to destroy Ron Paul's campaign for presidency. And this is what the guy said back in 2011. All right. And then this, and keep in mind, this basically torpedoed him in for his 2012 campaign. And I just want you to read. Okay, here it is. Ron Paul was opposed to the war in Afghanistan and to any military reaction to the attacks of 9/11. He did not want to vote for the resolution. Now, remember, Barbara Lee was the only person to vote against the resolution. And I remember thinking, like, why didn't Ron Paul vote against it? Here's why. And this is back to the statement from the staffer. He immediately stated to us staffers, me in particular, that Bush and Cheney were going to use the attacks as a precursor for invading Iraq. He engaged in conspiracy theories, including perhaps that the attacks were coordinated with the CIA and that the Bush administration might have known about the attacks ahead of time. He expressed no sympathies whatsoever for those who died on 9/11. Now, this is just them trying to attack him, and pretty much forbade us staffers from engaging in any sort of memorial expressions or openly asserting pro-military statements in support of the Bush administration. On the eve of the vote, Ron Paul was telling us staffers that he was planning to vote no on the resolution and to be prepared for a seriously negative reaction in the district. Jackie Glore and I, another staffer, along with the quiet nods of agreement from other staffers, declared our intentions to the chief of staff and to others that if Ron Paul voted no, we would immediately resign. Now, so Ron Paul, under pressure from his own staff, a mutiny from his staff, he voted yes in the end.
Oh my God.
But that's why. And that was, they used that to torpedo him, dude. His conspiracy about Iraq. It's signed. It's a guy, Eric Dondero, the publisher at libertarianrepublican.net.
Can you go and look up and see if he has a Twitter?
Okay. I already did. Yeah, he doesn't. I couldn't find him.
Oh, that guy. So, Johnny, we'll finish.
Unbelievable, right?
Well, I mean, I want to get into, because look at me. I know I'm getting old because I'm going to leave a Yelp review. I know I'm getting old because I want to leave Yelp reviews. Like, that's how I know I'm getting old.
Okay.
Like, I'm at a place like, oh, I think I might Yelp this. This is like not fun. You are a horrible place. I want to leave a bad Yelp review. I'm like starting to get there where I just want to leave shit ass Yelp reviews.
I remember we left that one on that pizza place. Remember that?
Yeah, he came back. But I'm really like, I'm starting to think like, if the service isn't good, go, maybe I'll leave a Yelp review. Right? I mean, that is a sign that you are becoming an old person. When you want to leave Yelp reviews, you want to hit people with little stars.
You used to really hate on people who left Yelp reviews.
I know. That's how you know you're growing old. You become a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite to your youth. Right?
Traitor. You traitor.
But back to Norm MacDonald, dude.
Yeah, God rest his soul.
Like, what? I mean, like, you could say he was a truther before there was a truth community.
If people keep telling you to try meditation and you're like, when would I have time? You should check out Headspace. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. I've had this app for years now. I love it. It's really simple. It's one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace can really help you feel better. Are you overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has a wind-down session that their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations that you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/broken. That's headspace.com/broken for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. Again, this is the best deal offered right now, and it's at headspace.com/broken. Go there today.
Look at this. Stop it real quick. Is this the 90s? No, this is, the 90s.
2000.
Dude, like, is it me or is, like, film age horribly? Like,
yeah, well, it's because everything was on tape. In the 90s and the 2000s, they didn't put stuff on film. It was all on tape and in 480p. And that shit doesn't archive.
I mean, look at it. Everything is shit brown. Like, everything is shit brown.
Now, this is converted, a few times and you lose stuff in that. But, yeah, it's because all that shit was shot on tape.
Run it. Let's see.
Just get right down there.
So try these words out.
You like George Bush, don't you?
I love George Bush, man. He's a good man, decent. You know, none of this.
Man, that didn't age well.
No.
He's not a liar, a crook, murderer, or anything like that. So
stop.
It'd be good
Stop. Will you go back just a couple minutes? You could tell he is in it. No, not that far. Go back to right before he makes that statement. He is asking in himself, he's going, should I say this? Should I say this?
Oh, okay.
And when he goes,
what's up, man?
Okay, Norm, you're Canadian.
Yes, I am.
So what do you think of this whole presidential mess?
I hope that the Democrats don't steal the election from the winner, but who knows?
You like George Bush, don't you?
I love George Bush, man. He's a good man, decent.
I think he's trolling.
He's not a liar, a crook,
right there. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's like, should I do it?
I think we should get the homicide out of the White House and get like a fresh start, because we don't want any more murderers.
I think we should just go on to the next question. Oh.
Look at her.
Clinton,
how many times does that come wrong?
By the way, you could tell she knew exactly what he was talking about. The other women don't know. They're like, what? Murderers? She knows about this, and she wants to get out of it. You can tell Barbara Walters knows about it.
She's a garbage person.
Oh,
I mean, like, you remember what she did to what's his face when he's talking about pedophiles in Hollywood and how dumb she looks now? And that basically got her ran off The View.
Rightly so.
Because she was telling him that there was none of that in Hollywood.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Watch. Dude, this is so great. She's
go on to the next question.
Look at her. Yeah.
This is not my week. What can I tell you?
Oh, it's not mine either. And I'm being very nice, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to destroy Norm McDonald, huh? He's lucky. He's lucky.
Oh, my God. Stop. Look at her pants.
Now, Norm.
Do you never hear that?
No. Listen,
Norm,
we don't need to talk about
that. I don't want to get into this, and I don't want to hear it, and this is not the place to make those accusations. And you're supposed to be funny. Let's get on with it.
Exactly.
So get with it.
If she didn't think that's hilarious,
she's a garbage person.
You've been properly chastised by Barbara. So I'm not going to ask the next question.
I thought it was a matter of record.
Shut up. Look, okay. Let me do this, okay?
I'll tell you what's a matter of record. You will not be invited.
The comedian, Joy Behar.
All right, now.
Like, it's just like.
All right,
Let's talk
manslaughter.
Let's talk football.
Norm, did you ever hear the word? Oh, Oh,
the phone is ringing.
I certainly hope that's somebody calling to tell you to go home.
Oh, no.
Dude, you got a phone ringing.
Oh.
Look at that phone. Wow.
Answer the phone.
Hello? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The thing is this. You know Matt Strauss?
Yeah, the producer.
The producer. He told me it would be funny. He said, like, why don't you carry a cell phone on and then let it ring and then pretend like there's a guy on it.
Is there anybody on it?
No, it's a thing. Pretend.
You know what, Norm? You're a dead man.
He just threw that producer under the bus. That's
hilarious. You talk to him, man.
You know what, Barbara? You know what you said about
Dude, that
Rape
is so funny.
Does he get back to... I don't think he gets back to Clinton.
All right, then.
Norm, let's see.
What?
Okay, listen, Norm.
Dude,
listen.
That is so...
Not only have
he's
you
so
annoyed
fearless,
us.
But
that you, was I read that you have actually annoyed one of your idols. Who is that?
Oh, the great Bill Cosby.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh, my God, I love that guy. He's my
well, this
hero.
Age,
you know,
well.
Just like
oh,
you,
dude, this is great.
Bill Clinton would be your hero. I love...
Stopping you, is it?
No, you seem to like Bill Clinton.
They're really, and this man leaks into our show on Friday night.
I know.
It's all right. His career is over after this, anyway. Who cares?
Oh, is this a Friday night episode?
No, Bill Clinton.
Is this like because you couldn't
man.
Get
oh,
enough?
Oh no, she
of
was talking.
Deal.
She was talking about that the ABC mm-hmm. News.
Are
show.
You moving along?
No,
you're
Bill
get to the point.
Bill Cosby.
Or 60
what
minutes or whatever.
This is the best
now, Bill
interview.
Cosby is a great man, first okay. of all. There has never been any accusations toward Bill Cosby about any.
Well,
what is this?
What
wow.
Oh, Bill Cosby.
Oh, I met him. I opened for him at a club. And he was a great man, you know. He's my hero of all time. You know how funny Bill Cosby
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so
right?
Get to the point. I'm going past menopause.
Yeah. Oh, God, shut up.
Joy Bayer is so not funny.
Everything has a point.
He's so not funny.
She's supposed to be the comedian on the show.
Okay. All right, Norm, you want to finish the story or shall I ask you the next thing?
Well, the Bill Cosby thing is this.
Dear God.
I met Bill Cosby. We're all fans of Bill Cosby, right, Barbara?
Yeah. Yes. Why don't we talk about the millionaire?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Tonight, Norm
yeah,
and I...
please. I like Bill Cosby.
Norm,
let's talk about the millionaire.
Great. Norm McDonald and I are on.
He was about
this
to,
is the best.
Well, he was about
ever.
To get Bill Cosby.
You
what was
he's dumb today.
Did they talk
say?
Him out of that? I hope they didn't talk him out of that. Look at all those women. Oh, God. Look at that crowd.
And you just realize the power of television
People
right now.
Told me Hollywood was like incredibly
dude, if this interview
biased,
happened now, they would be getting trains
yes,
ran
I
on
do.
Them from the comment section.
Don't tell them what I want.
And here's the worst thing about Joy Bayer, right?
Like that. Well, what are you trying to ask?
What is this? This is like 2001?
Answer anything anyway.
2000, before 9/11.
21 years. You had the same haircut?
And
his
taxes will be audited.
Yeah, that's they didn't even let him. He was about to do something with Cosby, dude. He was about to make a move on Cosby, and they cut him off. Isn't
of
that
course.
He was? Oh, what was he gonna say? I would love
like,
to know.
Well,
that.
He said a little bit of it. He goes like, "There's no accusations."
Yeah, I know. I oh,
God
damn.
Bless him, dude.
God. Yeah.
Bless him, dude.
Rest in peace. Was that an open secret, him being sick, or did nobody know about that? You know,
see, that's the whole thing. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
I did not hear anything. And not that I'm in that circle to hear, but it's really weird, man. It's like, because, you know, that was the same thing. And Johnny, you might know more about this than me. You know, that was the same thing about the guy, Bozeman, who played the Black Panther. Like,
He died
and everyone's like, oh yeah, I had, I'm like, I'm not really in that world to yeah. like, I don't follow any of that tabloid shit, but I mean, like, that was just weird. I ain't heard anything. I was like, oh yeah, he's been looking really sad. I'm like, it looked good to me, but Duncan Trussell's going to be on a new animated series. I think on Fox, the guy who created Rick and Morty's. Dan Harmon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a new show. And well, Duncan's going to be on it.
He's the guy that gets all that shit, you know, for.
Dude, here's the whole thing, dude. There are. Listen, man, you know, when it comes to that stuff, I am for everything. Like, you can make fun of anything you want. It's just there's some things that, you know, with the within the truth community, sometimes everybody, it's just like it's they take everything too serious, right? Like there's no room for just dark humor or awkward humor or off-colored humor, you know? And there's a lot of stuff on Rick and Morty's that is just weird as shit.
Yeah.
But it works. It's super funny, right? They're super funny. And so I want to get in that. That video he made about humping that baby doll, you know, I mean, it's not, it's just, I don't know.
There was a time, I will say, there was a time when that was kind of fashionable. That was baby, remember like dead baby jokes? Remember that was, when I was in high school, that was in college. That was a big thing.
Anthony Jeselnik, right? But, and it's fine. I mean, like, I'll defend everybody's, right? Like, Jeselnik does like 50 minutes on fucking like kiddie porn and shit. And, but I love him. He's my friend. I know he had that shit again with the Legion of Skanks, which I think, you know, hopefully worked itself out, but you know, I'll always defend that. Right. And you know, I love Rick and Morty's. I think it's the funniest fucking thing and I know some people get really weird out by some of the scenes, but I don't want to get into a place where you can't make jokes.
Yeah.
Even though it's something I'm not personally into. It just, I still think it, I can hear a joke where I'm like, okay, that's obviously a pedo joke. So Johnny,
yeah, what's
so what else I want? So what else? So I have some stories of Hollywood, the human safari.
Oh, okay. All right. Whatever Let's
we
do
call it.
It.
What do we call it?
Sam Tripoli's observations from people watching.
Yeah. Sam Tripoli's observation from people watching. Okay. First of all, the first thing I've noticed is black Israelites are angry people, right? Have you ever met a black Israelite that was just chill? You know, I'm like, they're so angry, dude. And it's just like, I get it. You think you have the truth and God bless you. You know, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Who am I to judge? All I can say is like, do you look like you're having fun? And the answer is no. You look miserable.
They
like
used
you
to stand
clocked in the work and you have to
stand in front
time.
Of ArcLight when you were coming out of ArcLight, you know, trying to hand out literature and stuff. And they were always pissed off, dude. They were pissed off if you talk to them. They're pissed off if you don't talk to them. Nothing you can
just
do.
So angry, dude. But then you look at the Jesus guy. There's a dude who carries a cross across. Like, so people who don't live in LA might not know this, but there are people who try to get famous by just crossing the street in Hollywood. And they'll just cross back and forth. And they're hoping that somebody in their minds, they have this thought that they'll do something extraordinary in the crosswalk. Someone in their car will be a star maker and they'll make them into a star.
You know, that famous story about how Brad Pitt was discovered walking down the sidewalk in Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah,
happens all the time.
You hear stories about Brad Pitt used to get passed around too. So, you know, those are the, it's like Jules. I mean, we talk about this all the time. Jules is like, you know, oh my God, me and my blonde and big tits used to sleep in my car at night. Yeah. Okay. So there was a crosswalk right there. And this chick who looked like she was in her late 40s, right? But at one still was attractive for late 40s, right?
Yeah.
And like, dude, it's just like, I don't care how hot you are in your 40s, you're not a 20-year-old. And that's just the way it is, you know? Yeah. I don't care how great of a basketball player you are in your 40s, you're not going to be able to compete with 20-year-olds. It's just the way it is, man.
That's it.
And so this chick would show up in a, like, in like what looked like a lingerie, like, dress. And she, like, you were like a nightie you would go to bed in.
Wait, it's not that chick from the billboards, right? The blonde from all the
billboards? No. And she would just dance across the crosswalk.
What?
And she would do it for hours. She would just dance.
That's so weird.
And she did it. And then at some point, she just stopped. She just stopped going, okay, these star makers aren't ever grabbing.
Maybe she got her career. Maybe you don't know.
If that's true, maybe I don't know.
When you're at a low point, you may feel alone, but over 50% of Americans struggle with their mental health. I've never regretted asking for help. We all need help sometimes, and asking for support when you need it is actually a sign of strength. The Talkspace app makes it easy to connect with a licensed therapist on your schedule without having to wait weeks before your next appointment. You can go anywhere and take your therapist with you. Whether you're a parent, student, millennial, or just someone having a hard day, Talkspace can provide the support to help you feel better with a single message. Talkspace offers individual and couples therapy in addition to medication prescription services. Talkspace works around your schedule at your convenience. Send and receive unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist in the app. And you can also schedule live video sessions with your licensed therapist from anywhere. Start feeling better again with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BROKEN. That's $100 off when you use the code BROKEN at Talkspace.com.
Now on Hollywood Boulevard, if you go there, there is a guy.
On Hollywood now?
Hollywood Boulevard, okay. Hollywood and Highland. Okay. There is a guy.
That's like, just so you know, if you don't know L.A., that's basically crazy central is Hollywood and Highland around.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Area.
That's where the Black Israelites are. That's where like all the crazies are.
And
all
tourists.
It's like Mecca for cuckoo, right?
Big time.
Mecca for cuckoo. They all show up there.
And no real Hollywood industry is anywhere close to that area. It's
well, that's
where
the problem.
Fake Hollywood is. Yeah.
Yeah. When you vacation here, you think you're going to see all the Hollywood stuff, all the cool shit's behind gated communities and gates and velvet ropes. You're never going to get to it. All you get is like Scientology, stripper clothing stores.
Those Scientologists will let you right in though.
Yeah, they yeah, will, I mean, dude. They, yeah, hey, come happy. On in. Let's do a test on you. Oh, dude, you got problems. You need to become a god in your own star, right? So, so there's a guy that best could be described as like substitute teacher in your Spanish class. That's what he looks like.
Okay.
You can picture substitute teacher in your Spanish class. And he dances super gay. Like, and he just gets to the middle of the crosswalk and he just does this in the middle crosswalk. He just goes.
if you're listening, he's kind of like doing the gay riding the horse kind of.
Yeah, like he's air grinding on somebody, and he like does it, and he does it until it turns, until it starts to blink, and then he runs back. Now sometimes he stays too long, and the green light hits, and people gun it, and they try to hit him, and he runs off.
But he
does this every weekend. Sure as shit every weekend.
Really? And what?
Every
he just
weekend.
Keeps going back and forth.
Yeah, he's got like a fanny pack and he's just always air grinding.
White or black?
He could be white or Latino.
Okay, and what's he wearing?
He wears like, he has a baseball cap on, not me. He has like a weird baseball cap, sunglasses you would buy at a tourist stop.
Okay.
Right. A t-shirt on, fanny pack, and usually like some kind of jean shorts on.
Great. Okay.
And he just grinds in the middle of the crosswalk.
That's what you want.
I mean, like, you gotta go, what does this guy do during the day that this is like his hobby? And then there's a guy.
Yeah.
That,
right? Yeah,
that's
like,
his
like
hobby. It's
bye,
like,
honey. I'm going out to Hollywood.
Dude, there's no way that there's a wife there. Maybe. Oh, or like, he just works his day job somewhere simple. And then, dude, at night, it's like glitz and glamour, the bright lights of Hollywood.
What
Boulevard.
Is that mental illness, though? What do you even call that? What is that? It's got to be some mental illness there, but what is it? What is that?
Narcissism?
Maybe.
Like a weird kind of beta narcissism, though.
Yeah, that's interesting. Huh?
Beta narcissist.
Would you say his energy is similar to the crazies who would show up to potluck every week at the Comedy Store? Is that a similar?
Very
energy?
Much a boon shakalaka type fucking thing.
Yeah.
Right. The guys that Don could get, and dude, I love the Ding Dong Show. Don is a fucking master.
Big time.
And he's like super duper. I mean, he does not get the credit that, you know, he gets for being such a comedic genius. And I do not throw that word around a lot. He is a comedic genius for what he does. And if at first, sometimes people don't get it. And if you watch it enough, you fucking get how fucking smart he is.
Oh, you know? He's so, dude, he's, yeah. And he's really subtle too, you know, like you don't see it until it's already paid off almost, you know, you're totally
dude,
right.
He's intense, dude. And he's so fucking funny. And, you know, I'm glad he still goes up at the Comedy Store, you know, just like, cause that's kind of the old school. I mean, him
Do
and
you plan to go back to the Comedy Store at some point?
I don't know, man. I'd be lying to you if I told you I didn't miss it. I do miss it. But okay. Right now I'm working on other things. And it's just like, I'm going to be honest with you, Johnny. I love doing stand up. I have a bunch of other things I want to work on in my life. Yeah. And I, you know, like I said, I have a wide open October. I mean, except for our big 500, but I'm kind of like, okay with that. Like I like chilling now and working on other things and really
you got children, man. You got twins.
I love hanging out with them during the week. It is so funny, dude. When I hang out with them, I've been talking about this on stage. It's like, man, when the baby's mama leaves me alone with them, I'm like, I start to freak out, right? I'm like, she's like, can you watch them for 2 hours? Why go take a nap? I'm like, yeah. She's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. And then she takes off and like the kids kind of know, and then they just go Antifa, right? And they just start wrecking shop, dude. They wreck shop. They just want to smash. That's all they want to do. They just go on rampages, dude.
How are they to each other? Or do they play with each other?
They love each other. They love each other. I'm trying to read to them. They don't want, they really are their dad's father, the way they just reject literature, dude. I mean, I try so hard and they just have like, you ever see one that like Jamaican women are like possessed by the devil?
And yeah, they, like, yeah, yeah.
And they're that's how they act when I'm trying to read to them.
What are you trying to read to them though? Are you reading chaos or something?
No, I'm trying to read them normal books, but I think like, cause it just, I'm going to start bringing books I want to read. Johnny, I've decided that I'm just going to do a bookshelf of books I bought that I never read. You know how Jay Dyer has all those books behind him? Mine are going to be the books I bought that I did not read. It's just going to be just all in the back.
That's hilarious. You should put a little sign at the top, you know, like books I haven't read.
Books I have not read. Would you like to join my shelf of the unread? So, Johnny, I did the recall. I voted in
the
recall.
When's the last time you voted? You haven't voted in a while, right?
Yeah, I don't vote for, I'm never voting again for presidency. I won't do it probably. And you can hear me out. It's going to take an act of God to get me to vote for either of the two parties.
Yeah, same.
It will take an act of God. I got to be honest with you, Obama, Trump, and Joe Biden have fucked out of me any hope I had in anybody doing anything. It's gone. I mean, like, the last of the two parties I voted for was Obama's first term. After that, not voting for anybody and never going to vote for the two parties ever again.
Yeah, I voted for Ron Paul. Those are the last Republicans. I mean, two parties. Yeah, but that was it.
I gotta be honest with you. The only guy I like is somewhat Rand Paul. We've talked about this before. Yeah. He's a little too libertarian for me in certain things, but it's the truth. He'd probably be the only one.
I love watching him fry Fauci though. It's
I mean,
so
he's just
great.
Killing them and everyone. And like, but this brings me to what we're talking about. It's just like, I'm sorry, man. It's just like this. Recall was ridiculous, and I'm not even gonna get into the politics of it. You know, I'm just not.
What do you mean, though? What do you mean it was ridiculous?
I know so many people whose lives were upended, and they still voted for Newsom, even though everything Newsom put on all of us, he didn't follow ever. And now you got this Met Gala that we kind of talked about on Tinfoil Hat recently. Like all the elites, no masks. All the servants, masks.
I mean, it's the persona. It's the embodiment of what's going on in society right now.
And like that one woman who had not AOC, but the other one who had something about women's rights and stuff.
Yeah, Kara, whatever the hell her name is, about Peg the patriarchy.
No. This was another one. That's how another funny one. This is. There okay. were all these dresses that had political statements, and they all blew up in their faces.
Yeah, if she wanted, if AOC wanted us to read hers, she should have put it on her tits. No, nobody's looking back there, baby. Sorry.
Yeah, but dude, she's just like, it's like, dude, like she is such an example of like, everybody thinks she was a bartender that got picked up. She owned the bar she was working at. Like,
she owned the bar? Wow.
That's her bar. Wow. She's a bar owner, not a bartender. Right?
Props to her for sticking with that nerdy white dude that she's with, though. I will say, good for him. Good for
something's going on with that.
Yeah,
dude.
Something's going on. I think
like,
she might be pegging. She might be pegging the patriarchy every night on her own, I think.
Well, I'm looking for the woman who had something about women's rights on her dress.
Okay, let me see. Women's
and rights? Yes, that's it. So she gets on equal rights for women, right? And then you go and there's a picture of her at another place with this dress on, and then all behind her are women with masks on behind like velvet ropes, like where they gotta stay, they can't come over into the right there. You see it, dude.
This
is the one with the it's the one with the OAC picture on there too.
This right here,
yeah. Like, you know, it's like look at all the women behind her with muzzles on.
Oh, that's so funny. The optics of that. Look at that. They're all wearing black behind her, obviously.
Right,
it
rings
class.
So hollow, dude. It just rings so hollow.
That's so funny.
And like, what do they do at the Met? They just hang out. Like, what is the Met about, John?
Yeah, I think there might be. It's a dinner, and there's music and stuff. I think it's
and
a. I think it's a. What? What'd you say?
And who's playing there?
Who's playing the music?
Yeah, like, do they get like Fatboy Slim or something like that? Yeah, where probably. Is Fatboy Slim?
That's a good question. I was listening.
Do you think he's
to...
still touring at his age? I mean, that dude, treat you like I should. Boom, 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 boom.
At the Met Gala, artists like Lady Gaga, The Weeknd, Frank Ocean, Katy Perry, Rihanna, and Madonna take the stage to entertain exclusive something.
Johnny, if a bomb went off at this place, the level of annoying in the human species, would it plummet?
It would go down 73%. Yeah.
It would go down so bad. So anyways, so this, you know, this recall happens and Johnny's like, they don't need to rig it. It's beyond. I don't think democracy works. Okay. I don't think democracy works. I think a large percentage of our population simply votes emotionally. They don't vote. They don't do any research. They just regurgitate white women in California are just like dreamy-eyed at Gavin Newsom, and they, you know, and they're all Democrat, and they could care less about what, as they bitch about crime, the homelessness, the price of gas, the price of everything, they blame it on, they're so worried about the fucking Republican monster out there that they have no clue that the people who have been fucking running this country, this state for 100 years are still in power, and they don't care. And I'm sorry, I heard a ton of women talking about how cute Obama was forever. You know, and it's just like, I'm kind of over it. I'm kind of over it. Like, democracy doesn't work if you have a large portion of your population, women, who aren't engaged.
Well,
now, does that mean
every
woman? It's
the two-party system, too.
Yeah, it is. Now, does that mean all women? No, I'm not saying every woman isn't politically savage. There's some killers out there who are doing great political talk, but so much of it is just like the politics almost is like women's sports, right? They yeah. watch the news the way men watch Sports Center,
especially the Democratic Party. It's fueled by women's votes. Yeah.
And you know, this Texas thing didn't help the situation at all. Yeah. Right. Didn't help. And now that's freaking them out. And they just think, that Republicans are going to take over. They don't realize Larry Elder, who I have zero faith in, is like been in like a national syndicated radio host for how long? Like, that guy's going to be an outsider? Get the fuck out of here, dude. You know? So
that's the Mike Pence. That's the same path Mike Pence took.
100%, dude.
Exactly.
100%. And that guy was a giant sellout, too. you know? So I have no faith in any of that. You know, I'm sorry. I know I'm probably going to piss off some chicks, but I mean, I just watched so many women going, I'm against this recall. And you're like, dude, like lives were destroyed. I mean, like businesses destroyed. Homelessness is out of control. You have Gavin Newsom saying, send us your homeless. Like, what are you doing? What are you talking about?
With no plans, no obvious plans.
And you didn't have to vote for a Republican. You could have voted him out and voted in another Democrat, which wouldn't solve the problem. But at least you get rid of this snarky asshole, right? It's like, dude, fuck Larry Elders. Fuck the Republicans. Fuck all of them, man. Fuck all. And like, dude, it just lets you know the way that fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger could come in and just steal the governor's position from the Democrat that was in, who obviously wasn't a player in the elites. So why do I bring this up? So I went to go and vote. I refuse to do mail-in voting. I won't do it. I think it's stupid.
Don't trust it, right?
I just think it's just a way to destroy what already garbage democracy we have. So I go, I have to vote and I have to, if I'm going to vote, and I think the act of voting is literally bullshit, but I, on a federal level, I do believe on a local level, they don't rig it as much. And you have more say. That's my belief. Okay. I don't believe the Pelosi crime family was going to allow her brother-in-law or son-in-law or whatever he is to be kicked out. So I just didn't. And Johnny, you brought up earlier, 60-something% Democrat in California. They're just idiots. And if you're a Democrat, it doesn't always mean you're an idiot. Okay. Because there are some old school Democrats that are my good friends, and some of my friends are stupid idiot Democrats too. I don't hate anybody, but it's just like,
No, it's 47% of registered voters are Democrats, 24% are Republicans, and 23% are independents.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just crazy. Anyway, so I go to vote. I gotta go to the senior center, right? There's three voting places near me. The close one, senior center, which is right near where I used to live. So I know the area. I went to vote.
Was it busy?
Was
it busy?
No, it wasn't that busy.
Okay.
So I get there, right? I walk through to that senior center off of Melrose. I walk across and, you know, they got all the signs up where you're going. And I walk in and the best way to describe this person before me is I can't guess her sexuality, but I'm going to say a social justice warrior square. Like, she was literally a square. Like, she was just...
Wait. What do you mean you can't guess her sexuality? Like, Pat? She was like Pat? You couldn't...
Yes.
From SNL?
Well, okay. She was... Like, you knew she was a woman, but you couldn't... I couldn't say for sure if she was a lesbian.
Okay.
Right?
Got it.
So I couldn't tell for sure. But she was bitching that she had to take a shit. And the toilets were locked.
Oh,
and God. She was yelling at the volunteer there that you're making it hard on us to vote by locking the toilets. And I was like, oh, this poor guy. I'm
discrimination against people who have chronic bowel problems.
You guys are just making it really hard on us to vote. And this is like such
this is discrimination against people with IBS.
Yeah,
oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I already know what you're voting for. Yeah. So a woman comes behind me, a Filipino looking lady with a dog. Then no, it was a woman who brought her mail-in ballot with her.
What?
To vote in person.
How dumb are people, man?
And then there were people who brought their mail-in ballots to give them to vote. Like, they went to the voting place to hand them their mail-in ballots.
Maybe they didn't trust the postal service, you know?
Maybe. So the woman behind me brought her mail-in ballot, just to vote in person. Fine. Guy behind her, older dude with a dog, you know? So here's where it gets fucking weird. This older guy walks in and it's like, Johnny, you know, Queenie, old gay dudes. Like queenie old gay guys.
It's West Hollywood where I live.
West Hollywood, queenie old gay dude walks in and he's like, "Where do we go?" And I'm just watching this because I love people watching. He goes, "Where do we go?" And the guy goes, "Well, the line forms right here. Just stand right here." And the guy goes, "Why do I got to stand right there?" He goes, "What?" He goes, "Why do I have to stand right here? Why can't I stand over there?" And I'm watching this and I'm starting to boil, dude. I'm like, he goes, "Why? Why are you telling us we have to stand here?" He goes, "Well, it's in the shade." And that's what they told me. Who's they? Who is they? Oh, who is God. They?
Oh, just came there looking for a fight, huh? Bored
so,
at home.
So I, which is probably like me in 100, like in a couple of years with my desire to yelp everything, right?
Uh-huh,
right. Yeah. So I'm like, "Oh my God." And I turn to the dude. I go, "Man, I don't envy you at all." Cause he's getting shit from the social justice person who looks like just a square, right?
Yeah. Everybody masked on here?
Not everybody had a mask on.
Okay.
This guy had like an eye patch.
Covering the wrong
volunteer
hole.
Volunteer had an eye patch.
Okay.
There's a social justice square. There's a Filipino looking lady. There's a dude with a dog. And then there's the old queen in the back. So I turn to this, to the guy, I go, "Hey man, I do not envy your job." And he goes, "Oh, dude, don't worry. I've had worse." And this queen goes, "What do you mean you've had worse? Oh, what does God. That mean? We're the worst. Uh-huh. We're worse. We're bad." I lose. I go, "Dude, shut the fuck up. Just shut up. The guy's just volunteering. Get in line, vote, go home. Why are you busting this guy's fucking balls?" He goes, "Sir, could you come down?" I go, "No, dude. Why are you busting it?" Guy's like, "Mind your own business." I go, "No, man. You're annoying. Why are you here? Well, why do I got to stand here? Why do I got to stand over there?" "Because it's in the shade, you dumbass." "Well, is this the worst job you ever had?" "Who cares?" Guy's like, "Quiet. I don't even care." I go, "Yeah, man." And everyone behind me is like, "Hey, dude, we get it." The guy's just calm down. And like, now I go, "Oh, I'm the crazy guy."
Now you're the guy dude. That they tell everybody about when they get home. Yeah.
So I turn around, right? I turn around and the fucking square social, the SJW square is filming me, right? She's filming me. She puts the camera down, goes, she literally does this. "That's going to go viral." It just hangs up right there. And I go, "I hope it does. I hope it does."
That's so I go awesome. In. I gotta find that video, please.
So,
Jesus.
So I go in, and when you enter, so the woman at the desk is like, has the look of fear on her eyes because she saw me screaming at this dude.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Okay. They want you to sanitize first. Please sanitize first." I'm like, "We got to sanitize?" She's like, "Yeah." And that's what they want. I'm like, "Oh my God, this is out of control." So I go, she's like, "Oh, someone weighs you down." She's like, "Yeah, you got to go down there. Like basically get out of here." So I walk down the social justice warrior square is right there. Right. And by square, I mean like she's head shaved down. She's shaved down. She's like a thick, like looking Sinead O'Connor. She's not small enough to be a midget, but she's short and she's a square.
Okay.
You know, it's like if Sinead O'Connor had a lot of cushion for the pushing, right? So I walk up. She's like, "Yeah, you know, I came and my cat is not doing well." She's like, "But this election's so important. I had to show up." She's like, "We're just doing the Lord's work here." I'm like, "Oh man, crazy town, dude, crazy town." So I get my thing. I go and I vote, and the voting is very weird, dude. It's just weird. You gotta take
what's weird. What's weird about it?
You go over there and there's this giant. Well, it's just like it's like I don't know, the wording of like, do you want to like how they worded the recall? It was almost like, do you want the recall? It was almost like it was hard to tell if it was yes or no. Yes, I want the recall, or no, I don't want a recall. It was just weird.
Oh, okay. So let me see if I can find an image of it.
Maybe I was wrong. I just read. I'm like,
oh, I see. Okay. Confused. Shall Gavin Newsom be recalled from the office of governor? Yeah, that's a weird way to put it.
Yes or no? I just like, it's weird.
Oh, it says, yeah.
Shall Gavin Newsom, like, who removed writes that?
From the office of governor? That yes or no? Yeah, that's very weird. Yeah.
So then you sign it, right? And then it like asks you a series of questions. So full disclosure, I voted for the recall and I didn't vote for any candidate. Okay. I did.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
Yeah, I guess.
Right. So you vote, you hit a series of buttons, and this piece of paper comes out, and you think you voted. You did. So this piece of paper comes out, you look at it, it says what you did, and then you got to put it back in the machine, and then that's how it counts your ballot.
Interesting. Okay.
Right?
Weird.
So that's I weird. Do it. I get done, but they're like, you're all done. You don't go, take, I, you know, I'm like, do I get a sticker, dude? Nope. No stickers. I'm like, okay, this is a cheap election. So I'm walking. Who's right in front of me? Queenie old gay guy. So now I have to walk super slow. No, he sees I'm coming. He starts to like Charlie Chaplin quickly walk. Like,
yeah.
Right? He starts to quickly walk. He walks down. Who's there? Social Justice Square chick is there on the corner. She's on the phone. Hand to God, I walk by her, Johnny, and she goes, you know, she goes, if you want to fuck me, you got to feed me, okay? You got to buy me dinner first. And like, and that's what she says on the fucking phone as I'm walking by her.
What kind of person do you think is having sex with the Social Justice Square?
I don't know, dude. She was in all black shirt. She was in black jean shorts types. And like, looked like she had black, like military boots on.
Probably sweating. Ugh, just a pig.
I mean, and dude, when I heard that, kind of changed my view of her, that she made me laugh. Like she,
yeah. Like she might be a good time. Yeah.
No, but she like might have a good personality, but
you should have been like, hey,
I have to take a shit.
You want to go to like Sizzler?
Situation. Yeah.
You know, they got good bathrooms at Sizzler, right? If you want to come over there and take a shit and then maybe eat a meal of food with me, Sam Tripoli.
So stupid.
So do you regret participating in that voting?
No.
Okay. I do know you do have a regret though from this past week, and we got to get into this. You had 4 tickets to Monday Night Football in Las Vegas, the Raiders' first game in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And when they announced that they were going to require proof of vaccination for entry, you decided that you were going to make a political statement and not return your tickets to the pool, not sell them, but just leave them empty. Now, I got news for you. They weren't empty. They were occupied by the 4 Mexican people who were in like the last row of the upper deck. They moved down into your seats, just so you know. They weren't empty.
Dude, full disclosure, I think I had the last 4 tickets at the top row.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, there you go then. Somebody slid over, maybe.
Yeah.
So, do you regret it? Do you regret not going to the game?
I do not regret making a political statement. Now, Eleanor Kerrigan said something very smart to me.
Well, today. Just before you say that, real quick, the game was incredible.
Phenomenal, yes.
One of the best Monday Night Football games in
recent aspect,
memory.
There is a little bit. But at the end of the day, dude, it's like these.
What'd she say? What Eleanor say?
Well, she goes, listen, dude, they're not going to check for your fucking vaccine passports. They just built this stadium. They got to make their money back. If nobody comes to the stadium and buys all the concessions, it's a waste of a move. They've already lost one season. They need a second season. Well, and you know what? Yeah. That's exactly what the Staples Center did. They said they were going to check for IDs. You had to have a vaccine passport or your proof of vaccine, and they never checked.
Really? Okay. Well, and you see, the problem I have is Davis last year said, we're not opening this place until everybody can come in. Remember him saying that? And then And then he comes out with this vaccine thing. That to me is just hypocrisy.
And dude, it hurt. It hurt ticket. I mean, like, they eventually sold the tickets, but I mean, like, the people who bought those, the ticket brokers took a bath.
Big time. I have to.
I know I took a bath. And if I, even if I sold my tickets, let's say, right, I would have made back I would only made back a fourth of what I paid for.
A fourth. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So,
wow.
I mean, at that point, it's like, am I going to,
wow,
like, I just like, it's like, why? I, you know, it's like, I'm just against all this vaccine mandate shit. And it's like, okay, little things. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then it's like, just like, dude, you gotta like make a stand somewhere in your life. I mean, to be honest with you, Johnny, most of the shit I'm doing, pushing against vaccine mandates and passports, is so that like I could look my like daughters, and if I'm blessed enough to stay around long enough and not shit my pants and meet my grandkids, if that's ever going to happen, not hold my breath. But if it ever happens, dude, I'd like to look down at these kids and go, hey, I try, right? And why they're wearing hazmat suits to school and shit. Like, that's really what it's about for me.
That's great.
So that's I regret it.
How were you feeling though, watching that game? Cause if you missed it, I mean, it was a historical game because it's the first game the Raiders played in Las Vegas in their new stadium, and big because it's Monday Night Football. And then it's just overtime thriller. I mean, they thought they had won. They come off the field. Then, dude, they go back out to play again.
Was that the most Raider moment right there to celebrate? And then
did you celebrate? Were you like, yeah, it's over, shit? And no, then you look at John Gruden's face, and John Gruden's like,
no, because they wouldn't even let us enjoy the celebration, because instantly they're like, oh, I think this might be called down. So I didn't even have a moment to enjoy that we might have won right there. Yeah. And I was more like, dude, if this turns out to be not a touchdown, and we lose, that's something, bro, that could ruin the rest of your season because of just the negative reverberations from that moment.
Yeah, if that happens in the first game. Like, I had that happen in the last game in 2016 with UNC when that, you know, Marcus Paige has that double clutch, makes the three to tie the game. And you're like, we're going to overtime, baby. There's, you know, what, 6 seconds left, 4 seconds? We're good. We're going to overtime. And then Jenkins comes down, heaves up the three, and you know, we lost.
Yeah,
I mean, dude, but that's devastating as a fan to have that jerk, that the whiplash won it.
Oh yeah,
we're good.
Yeah. Then they had these fights this weekend, Johnny. Vitro Belfort versus Holyfield, and I mean,
pathetic.
I felt really bad for Holyfield. I felt really bad for him.
Holyfield got his ass beat in the first round. Now, Holyfield was a late replacement. He's in his late 50s fighting a guy in his early 40s who is a killer, a trained killer. Yeah,
it's great. I mean, but even like 44 to 58, it's like that's such a crazy age gap. And big. Even though 44 is like, if you put Vitro Belfort in with a 34-year-old, you're going to see like probably the other way around. In the right guy. I mean, like, dude, I mean, holy, it was like, did you go with me to see Chuck Liddell? Did you and I go see Tito versus Chuck Liddell? Dude, when he got out of the car and he was like limping, to the entire arena just goes, oh.
Yeah.
You would hear it.
And Holyfield was my guy, dude. Holyfield growing up was my guy. George?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
My guy. Me and my dad loved Evander, especially me. I loved Evander. I rooted for him so hard against Mike Tyson. Both times.
And you can fucking juice to the gills, dude.
Like, dude, I paid money to watch him fight when he was like 48. Valuev, that 7-foot Russian motherfucker. Remember him? And I almost cried when the Holyfield got jobbed in Russia out of winning the title. And I paid money to, well, that's how much I loved Evander Holyfield. I was watching him fight after it was over a long time.
So, and then of course Vitro Belfort's calling out Logan Paul.
He would destroy Jake Paul.
I think
he would beat his ass. That's a guy. But we saw he's not afraid to let his hands go. Jake Paul's not fought anybody yet who would let their hands go. And Belfort, man, he He's got something. He's got that old man strength, you know. That,
you know, I thought would have been interesting because Anderson Silva just knocked out Tito Ortiz, and then Vitor Belfort just knocked out Evander Holyfield. They should have been like, "Hey, dude, $1 million to the winner. You guys go fight right now." Anderson Silva,
like right now,
Vitor. Yeah, just like go out in the ring and just swing on each other. You each get $100,000, and winner gets $500,000. They would have gone out there and fought each other.
Yeah, probably. That's crazy. I wonder why that hasn't happened. We should. Yeah, probably you got to get like insurance and stuff. It's probably hard, right? Okay, so there's this woman called Jordan Cheyenne. She's got 500,000 YouTube subscribers, right? 500,000 plus YouTube subscribers. And she shot a video about somebody in the hospital, something like that. And she forgot to edit out the end of the video. And here's what was at the end of the video that she accidentally published. It has ruined her career. She's deleted her YouTube with more than 500,000 followers to examine her life and her relationship with her child. And this is child abuse you're about to see. So trigger warning. Here you go.
I love you guys.
Because she thinks the video's over. Her child, her son, her young son is crying. And she's making him post for what she thinks is the thumbnail of the YouTube, but the video is
still
going.
Act like you're crying. Really quick.
I am crying.
Act like you're crying.
I am crying.
Look at this. Look at the posing.
Go like this. No, Mom, I'm actually seriously crying.
No, I know, but go like this.
Mom, I'm actually seriously crying.
Go like this. Put one hand up. Go like this. No, go like this. Put your hand like this. But let them see your mouth.
Grabbing his arm.
Mom, I'm actually
crying. Look at me.
This fake bitch.
Look at me.
Now she figured out the pose.
Look at this.
She figured out the dramatic pose. Now look at this. Look at her.
Oh my God. So funny, dude.
She's going to burn for this, dude.
Okay, it's over.
What? She deserves everything that's coming to her. I have to
Dude, has any articles come out about her and what she's thinking? I mean, like, where do you go from there? I mean, you're doing you're 500,000 subscribers. Like,
more than 500,000, yeah.
So she's making money, man.
Here she is on the Today Show. She, what does she say? I want people to know that I've deleted my channel. People think I deactivated my channel, but I deleted it. I have no sponsors, no pay, no monetization. I have given all of that up to be behind the scenes and extremely present with my child and get us both into counseling.
I actually do feel bad for her.
Yeah, okay. But she's getting what she deserves. I have to say that. Because that was vile, what she did with that kid, man.
No, I'm with you. It's the manipulation. And it's just like, it's just these influencers creating fake realities. Like, you know, when we saw when all the Antifa shit was going on, girls would be grabbing drill like hammers and like
yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know, man. I you know, for me, the reaction people got from that is just like, I think authenticity is real. And here's my question to you. Like that, I know that's being presented as real, but that's acting. Like, I think that's a big reason why acting is like, and dramas are just losing their effect on people. Because they're just this like fakeness about what's going on. And like the more and more you learn about Hollywood, the more and more you like, oh, that's how the hot dogs are made.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it just rings hollow with people. It's unauthentic.
Absolutely.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, how about the fact that Shang-Li or whatever that movie was crushed it, and everybody, especially in the conservative side, really had that pegged to bomb, and China was saying all this negative shit about it. And it's just, I love martial arts movies. I'm glad that movie did well.
Did you see Clint Eastwood's movies coming out this week? He's 91. He's riding a horse and he punches a guy in the face in this movie. The dude's 91. Isn't that great? I hope I'm doing
I'd like to see him fight Holyfield.
News.
Johnny, you got any
Yeah, I got some news here. One thing that's kind of in the news that I want, I think I talked about this before. So on Big Brother, CBS came out last year, I think, and said that all of their reality shows from now on are going to be 50% black and people of color. Now, that's not accounting for the fact that's, you know, greater than 60% of the people in the country, something in that neighborhood, 60% are white, non-Latino. But they're now going to make 50% of every show, reality TV show on CBS is going to be either black or somebody of color. Think about that.
It's very simple that the numbers in CBS are down so much that CBS, the linear television channel, and Viacom is literally disposable at this point. Yeah. I know who works at Viacom. They're running multiple, like what used to be each channel had their own building, right?
Yeah.
Now one office is running multiple channels. It is a sinking ship, and this is just going to sink it quicker. People are waking up to cultural Marxism, and it's just,
well, here's what this has caused the controversy on Big Brother, and people are waking up, and this is an example. So you had six people on Big Brother. They call themselves the Cookout as a group. They're all black, and they all got together and said, hey, we have enough people here to vote out everybody who's not black and make sure that we win this thing based on nothing but their race. And they did it. And now there's six black people left on Big Brother. All the white people got voted out. And you had this thing where none of the white people were even allowed to speculate that they might have a secret group that was based solely on race, because they would be pointed out as racist. And they've essentially broken the game of Big Brother now, because next year, what are all the white people are going to know about this? Because they've seen it on TV, and they're going to be like, well, shit, now do we have to start voting out the black? Because so they've achieved exactly the opposite of their goal. Now everything on that show is going to be brought down racial lines from here and forever. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I mean, that's just been television forever. And like, it's like, that's the game you play right now.
Unless,
you
know, Moonves' wife is out here saying, oh, it's ridiculous, it's not racist.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Dude, that is resonating with nobody. They are playing to the back of the room, and the back of the room are fucking people that don't buy tickets, don't buy your sponsor stuff, don't do anything, and it's all going to implode. And it's just like, you can't keep this up forever. I mean, all the fake funny money, and like, you might be able to spend fake money on this thing forever, but at some point, the lack of return on your investment, people are just going to get tired of doing it. You're going to be like the lady that dances across the street on Sunset. Yeah. At some point, you're like, this ain't going anywhere.
All right. We're ready for the news now. This is from Vice. A man claims his leg was cut off on a public beach after he refused to pay a bribe. In a shocking turn of events, a street vendor claims his leg was torn off by a tractor on a public beach. This is in Pakistan. After he refused to pay a bribe to a municipal employee. The privately contracted tractor company claims it was an accident, police said. On August 30th, Mohammed Abid and his 10-year-old son were in their regular corner selling water to wash sand off beachgoers' feet when a man known only by his last name, Safaraz, came up to Abid and demanded protection money called bata. Abid's uncle told Vice, Safaraz works as a supervisor at the municipal authority. So this city guy came in for a shakedown, basically, and extorted the guy. Abid could not afford to pay the bata, and he pleaded with this guy for reprieve. I mean, the guy's selling water to wash people's fucking feet off. You think he's got money to pay a bribe? The driver then ran over ran the tractor over Abid's right leg, severing it completely. Witnessed his 10-year-old son witnessed the whole thing and began screaming for help. Bystanders gathered at the scene and called the ambulance. So this guy got his leg completely severed.
Hard life got even harder.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, man. What are they doing? It's just like lawlessness, dude. I mean, like, there's just places where it's lawlessness, dude. And
that's it, man.
A hard life got harder, man.
Might is right in a lot of places, you know, if you got
that's
the power.
Just an awful story.
I know, it's terrible.
Fucking talk about, hey man, here's this comedy thing about a poor man trying to feed his family and he lost his leg because the guy rode a tractor over it.
Okay, well, this will bring it back up. Oregon, you know, I mean, they get some things right and they get an awful lot wrong. Well, here's one thing. What would you say are some of the essential skills you might need to graduate high school? Just throw some things out there.
Reading, writing, arithmetic.
Yeah, you don't need to do any of that now to graduate high school in Oregon because it's discriminatory to be able to read, to require reading.
They're just trying to make an ignorant class. That's what they're really doing. They're trying to make a group of people so dumb that they can't fight back.
It's an education headline that even in 2021 demands a double take. Here's the headline. Governor Kate Brown signs into law allowing a law that allows Oregon students to graduate without proving they can write or do math. Brown, Oregon's Democratic governor, quietly signed Senate Bill 744 into law last month, discarding the requirement that high school graduates be able to demonstrate the ability to read, write, and do math at a high school level. A spokesman for Brown explained that this would benefit Oregon's Black, Latino, Latina, Latinx, Indigenous, Asian, Pacific Islander, tribal, and students of color.
Like,
for those confused about the
doing?
Logic, he added that the state needed equitable graduation standards along with expanded learning opportunities and supports.
This is what they call the soft
bigotry of low expectations. That's what this is. We don't expect the people of color to be able to read.
100%,
and it hurts them. I mean, this is not going to help anybody, dude. This is terrible.
100%, dude. That is the grossest of gross, bro. It is so gross.
I mean, do you think any of those people want that? Like the parents, the Black parents, did how do they feel hearing about this? That the state thinks it's discriminatory to expect their children to be able to read? Like, what the fuck are we talking about here, dude?
I mean, dude, and this just is truly what liberal, like progressives think. I mean, this is what the Unabomber and Malcolm X talked about. I would get my kid. I mean, dude,
it's unbelievable, right? I mean, it is unbelievable.
It's so sad, dude. The whole thing is so sad, dude. It's just like these globalists are just trying to destroy everybody from the inside, dude. And it's like 100% happening. And everybody can act like it's not. It is. I mean, that is like imagine thinking it's racist to believe in reading and writing.
Yeah, and math. I mean, what are we talking about, dude? Even math. Math is as neutral as it gets. Anyway, all right. This is from WLWT Channel 5. Police. Kentucky man accused of firing shots out of hotel window says he was shooting at aliens. This is from Richmond, Kentucky. A Kentucky man was arrested after he was accused of firing shots outside of a hotel window claiming he saw aliens. The Richmond Police Department responded to a hotel on Kennelon Drive on Saturday around 3:30 a.m. For reports of shots fired. Officers learned that the shots were being fired from a window at the hotel. They went up there, talked to the guy. A woman was also inside the room, and she had secured herself inside the bathroom. So, okay.
Dude, sometimes you just go too deep, right?
Yeah.
And you're just, you're tweaking your balls off, and you think you're fighting aliens.
Rydell was taken into custody and was interviewed by detectives. He told police he saw aliens in the parking lot. And was shooting at them. He is a convicted felon, and he has two handguns and a semi-automatic rifle in his possession at that time.
Do you think there is a number of hours up that you are like, okay, I'm gonna start seeing shit? Is there a number? Like, is there any study that says if once you hit this many hours up, you're gonna start seeing some weird shit?
It's a lot, dude. Let's Google that. When do hallucinations
start? It's probably
got
to be around 3 days.
Yeah, I would guess that.
Around 3 days, you start seeing weird shit.
After 3 or 4 nights without sleep, you can start to hallucinate. You're exactly right. Four nights.
Around that, dude, you start seeing interdimensional beings. Speaking of seeing things,
I got a story from the farm. Remember I told you that people had been stealing shit? Well, a guy that was there working on the farm, cleaning out some chicken shit, basically, with a tractor, he saw somebody on the farm who he claims was Jesus. This guy swears that he saw Jesus on our farm this past week. It's this big guy, huge dude, who works there, and he told both my parents. He apparently had been telling everybody he works with, and then he finally told my parents. He's like, I don't know if you guys know this, but I was working here the other day, and I saw Jesus. So
wow.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? He swears.
So, did he look busy? I always wanted to do like undercover boss with Jesus Christ in a church.
That's funny. Yeah. Right? He's like wearing the baseball cap and like beard trimmer. Hey,
I just want to see, can I volunteer at the church?
I'm just in from Nazareth. I mean, Portland. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm just hanging out. Dude, the new guy's kind of cool. Little creepy. You know, a little creepy.
Oh man, like, what do you got over there? Oh, I'm just drinking some water. Wish it was wine. I can take care of it. I mean, never mind.
No, it'd be so funny. They were like, yeah, the new guy's a little slow. I don't know if he's gonna last. You know, he may be in and out. I mean, he might be out. I don't know, dude. But you know, who knows, dude? I just love Jesus. That's all it really matters. Fuck God. You remember when you were you would work? Did you ever work in a restaurant, Johnny?
No, there weren't any in my town. I worked on the farm as a kid.
Sometimes when the restaurant's empty, you'll have your manager will be like, "Look busy." Like, there's nobody here. They're like, "Look busy."
That's a Bill Hicks. Like, that's one of my favorite Bill Hicks shows. He goes, his boss would tell him, "Pretend you're working," and he goes, "Why don't you pretend I'm working?"
But like, always thought, like, what if you came into a restaurant and it was empty and the staff is just scrambling? You're like, what is going on? Why are you guys running around?
Just like bussing tables, empty tables. Yeah. That's great.
You're like, everyone's like, are you all tweaking? Right?
That's funny. Right?
You
know, dude,
it's like when the boss shows up, you start like acting like you're working harder. Did that guy do that with Jesus?
Yeah.
Right? They're like, oh my God, Jesus starts fucking working the farm a little hard. You're like, dude, Tom's been killing it, bro.
There's another guy that works on our farm or that did work on our farm. And he saw, we have a graveyard on our farm where most of my family, like, you know, my ancestors are buried. And he said he used to see a man walking down around the graveyard. And my grandfather always told him, he said, yeah, that's my brother. And then after my grandfather died, this guy saw 2 people down there walking around the graveyard. Isn't that crazy? So,
well, dude, you gotta get Ryan Bledsoe and go hang out on your farm.
Yeah, well, he's aliens, I think.
Did some weird shit. Yeah, I mean, weird shit.
I mean, I told you that. I already told it, but that my dad saw some weird shit too in the backseat of his car that time. That red-eyed, white-haired woman. It scared him and another guy. Both saw it independent of each other and didn't know about each other's stories in the same exact place, and brought it up to each other at the same time, and we're both shocked to have both seen it. So I don't know, but believe what you want. This is from ZDNet. This is telling you how dark the future is, Sam. I know we've talked about this before. 40% of people claim they would have sex with a robot, study states. A survey of 1,200 people offers some intriguing and frankly sorrowful conclusions about the future.
Johnny, seriously, dude. I mean, are you shocked by that? I mean, the things go to hospital shoving up their butt and you're surprised they'll put their dick in a robot. I mean, let's face it, dude. One of my best bits ever was Sex Robot. It's probably the only thing YouTube's ever let get a lot of views. I mean, I'm fucked on YouTube. Okay. I mean, I'm just effed. But I mean, like, dude, sex robots, you know, everyone's like, oh, dudes are going to love banging robots. You know, who's going to be banging robots? Women. Women love vibrators. Imagine if they can have a whole robot that can gorilla hump them the whole time.
Yeah, I don't even know if they need that, though. Dude, what they have now is so good. You know, I mean, it's just, they don't need the whole thing.
The problem is that, like, women have to hold it there to do the all the work.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Imagine they just had some robot get on them and just be like, bah, 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 bah.
And then spoon, like, dude, and then spoon them after. Yeah.
White guys are worried about black guys taking all the chick. What do you think is going to happen when robots with black dicks show up, man?
Yeah, yeah. Or like, dude, there's nothing to stop a robot from having like two dicks. One in the pink, one in the stink, you know, at the same time.
Dude, adjustable penises.
Yeah, like with weird curves that hit all the right spots, you know, of course.
And just like, and dude, they could just, there's a dial where they could just do like how hard they're humping.
Yeah, it's like Inspector Gadget. They just have a dick for an arm too.
And you could just go for hours. Like women could, okay, I can get a quickie or I can just get an hour of thrusting.
Yeah, you can get 3 hours of thrusting on battery, or if you plug it in, you can go all day.
Yeah, I mean, like, and then how soon till people like, dude, the amount of electricity these fuck robots are doing are ruining our environment. And women
That's what got Schwarzenegger the recall, you know, because Gray Davis, remember, were you here when they were doing rolling blackouts, when they would turn the power off during the day because of do you remember that?
Yeah, Sam, and then all that came out that Exxon. Enron was lying about that and doing it to jack up prices. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, dude?
And then the judge ruled we had to pay their price. Dude, the whole thing's a fucking banana republic.
This is from CBS Boston. Massachusetts National Guard has been activated to help deal with a school bus driver shortage. Isn't that crazy? There's nobody to drive the school buses. They had to call in the National Guard to help drive the school buses. The Massachusetts National Guard has been activated to help with the state shortage of school bus drivers. Up to 250 members of the National Guard are going to show up to cities and towns in the state. Once it became pretty clear that we were going, that some communities were going to be shorthanded, it wasn't going to be a vehicle.
Why are they
issue.
Shorthanded?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess it's just because of COVID, dude. People aren't wanting to go back to work.
It's just
people got used to working from home. I don't know. They don't pay them well. I'm sure they don't pay them well. You need a special license to do it. But isn't that weird, man? You're hearing about this now. Like restaurants now are having trouble finding help. They can't get people to work.
Somebody said like McDonald's were offering $18 an hour.
It could be that unemployment. People were getting all that big unemployment, you know, for a while. And
but
maybe
that's coming to an end, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, if it hasn't already. Okay, oh, so we like
Johnny, I'm gonna end on this. A staff error at a polling firm caused CNN to briefly air the wrong vote tally in California's re-election. It's so funny, dude. It's so funny, dude. It's just like there's no shadiness going on. And then this happens. It's like, oh, it's just an error. It's like, y'all suck, dude. You're just like, you guys just have no clue what you're destroying, dude. Go on.
All right. Two more stories. This is a story about how they're going to make concrete on Mars. Now, I like to cover these stories where it's clear that they're just pulling shit out of their ass about space. Here's the headline: cosmic concrete. All it takes is dust and a little astronaut blood. Does that sound like a ritual to anybody to build low-cost homes in space?
This is by far the stupidest story.
Manchester scientist looked at reducing the cost of building settlements on Mars from a non-traditional angle and came up with the idea of a material that will resemble concrete. However, unlike the terrestrial variant, this cosmic concrete is created out of the blood, sweat, and tears of astronauts, along with Martian dust.
Oh my God, that's so fucking creepy.
Isn't that weird, dude? Right? This space
it's
stuff
so
is just
creepy.
All, it's so clear that it's all just pie in the sky bullshit, man. All right, it's this is so my favorite creepy. Story. We'll end on this. Actually, well, I want to say one. Did you see that NPR is getting a lot of shit because they basically put a trigger warning on the Declaration of Independence? Saying that it only mentions white men and
any of that legacy media, stop listening to it. It's all controlled. It's all, even Democracy Now has been blatantly shown to be controlled, paid, bought and paid for. It's like indie or go to get the fuck out, man. It's either indie or get the fuck out.
All right. The real quick. That's this all one, I got. And then I have a picture. I have this story and then a picture we're going to end on. This is from WESH Channel 2 NBC. Man with stolen Disney iPad caught giving tours at Hollywood Studios, deputy said.
Oh, that's the best.
Isn't that great? Deputies say a man is accused of trespassing and he was giving tours at Disney's Hollywood Studios with a stolen company iPad. Authorities were called to Hollywood Studios in June. This was in June. I guess he's just showing up in court. He was later identified as Renan Carletto, according to officials. Deputies say an investigation manager with tickets and resort fraud for Disney discovered unauthorized overrides on reservations in a Walt Disney World application that was for employee use only. The app can give someone access to the front of lines without having to wait. That sounds nice. And is only installed on the Walt Disney devices. The investigator told deputies that he believed someone had a company device without permission. So they found this guy giving an unauthorized tour within the park and leading a group into a line of one of the rides. Isn't that hilarious?
Is that some Pied Piper shit right there?
Yeah, it's
right?
Great,
stealing
dude.
From the rich, give to the poor. Just taking these people like, hey, dude, follow me to the promised land. It's like Robin Hood meets Moses.
I love it. This is all about the photo. Lawyer dressed as Michael Myers arrested after roaming Texas beach as a prank. Now here's the photo. The photo is just wonderful. Look at this guy.
Michael Myers.
Yeah. Someone called police. Oh, get off of my screen. Fuck. These ads. So a Galveston County Daily News, someone called police about a masked man carrying a bloody knife on a Galveston beach. It was just a prank. And this photo is of a guy dressed just like Michael Myers being forced onto the ground by police.
Dude, how funny is it like when these pranks go wrong?
And this guy, this guy was an attorney, dude. This guy's a lawyer who's doing this. What kind of lawyer has the time to roam the beaches dressed as Mike Myers with a knife?
Nuts. How about all these like pranksters that go into the hood and try to get a response and cops are like, you're gonna get shot.
I don't recommend that.
Well, Johnny, another show in the books. I thought I crushed again.
I'm a little rusty coming back from COVID.
You had AIDS and you probably still do have AIDS and you always have.
I'm still testing positive. I tested again today, still positive.
Johnny, you just don't want to come to the studio.
I think you still test positive for like weeks, even though you don't really.
Yeah,
have
that's
it
the
anymore.
Point. That's why I was telling you about the PCR test is bullshit. Johnny, thank you so much for letting me be on your show. We learned a lot today. We learned a lot.
What did we learn?
We learned that people do anything for attention.
Yeah, you look tired, man. Long day.
Oh, dude, that's so funny. Somebody said that to me the other day. He's like, dude, you look really tired. I'm like, I'm 48. That's what you look like. This is it. Yeah, 48, you're always tired. You wake up, you take a nap, you're tired. You wake up, you're tired. Right now, life is running a train on my hopes and dreams, okay? I am decaying at a fucking astonishing rate. Really thinking about freezing my tits, dude. Freezing my tits and gut so I can lose weight.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
It works, apparently. That shit works, man.
I need to, dude, because I work out.
It's diet, though, dude. You know
it's diet, Johnny. I don't eat that bad. Shut up.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You just start counting carbs, man.
You count carbs.
It'll fall off, though. I'm telling you, dude. It works for everybody. It's the only
one
that
works. Or I
could
freeze my tits, one or the other.
Yeah, or that. But you don't get the health benefits,
guys,
if you do it with your
freezing
your tits.
Please rate and review this show.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. Now, I think we're going to add a little hotline so you can leave voicemails.
Hotline. Talking on the hotline for your love. All right, Johnny, I crushed. I'll see you. Yeah, man, you should send us videos and stories and stuff of your crazy stories that happened to you.
Yeah.
And questions.
And leave your five stars.
About
reviews,
life.
Please.
And love. Making love. Ask us questions about making love.
And now I'm just going to say this again. We're at the end of the show, we put a shit ton of ads. You know, listen to it. If you want to give back to the show, just let it play. Walk out of the room. Let it play.
Let it play. Let it play.
All right. See you later, dude.
Must have been some Einstein designing that first era.